It's Monday morning, and I'm Jack Lucas.
Hi.
Hello.
This is about my husband.
Yes.
Well, he drives me crazy. I'll be talking, and he'll never let me finish a sentence.
Mm.
He's always finishing.
He's always finishing your thoughts. That's awful.
It absolutely drives...
It drives you crazy, doesn't it? He's a scoundrel.
Jack, you've...
Hit the nail on the head.
On the head.
Yeah, somebody ought to hit you on the head. So, tell us, how long have you and Senator Payton been having this, this sleazy affair?
Oh, this is great.
Hmm?
This is great. This is disgusting. I am so tired of the public thinking that they have got a right to invade a person's private life, okay?
Oh, please, come on. You had sex with a United States senator in the parking lot of SeaWorld. You're telling me you're a private kind of person? No. You're our...
Spotlight.
We want to hear about the back seats of limos, sweetheart. About the ruined lives of people we want to be.
Oh.
New and exotic uses for champagne corks.
Listen, I have been humiliated enough already, okay?
Well, no, perhaps not. We need those details.
You're a pig, Jack.
Oh, woman, don't treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen.
You're on the air, caller.
Hello, Jack. It's Edwin.
Oh, it's Edwin. Edwin, we haven't heard from you in what, a day? I've missed you.
I've missed you too, Jack.
So it's sunrise confession time, Ed. What have you got for us?
I went to this bar, this very... you know, hard to get into place called Babbitt's.
Oh, yeah, I know the place. It's one of those chic, yuppie watering holes.
Well, I met this beautiful woman.
Oh, come on now, Ed. If you start telling me you're falling in love again, I'm going to have to remind you of that time we made you propose to that checkout girl at Thrifty's that you like so much. Do you remember her reaction?
She was just a girl. Uh-huh. This is a beautiful woman.
Yeah, and Pinocchio is a true story. Ed, you're never going to get this tart to your dessert plate.
No, this is different.
Edwin.
She likes...
Edwin. Hey! Edwin! Hey, come on now. I told you about these people. They only mate with their own kind. It's called yuppie inbreeding. That's why so many of them are retarded and wear the same clothes. They're not human. They don't feel love. They only negotiate love moments. They're evil, Edwin. They're repulsed by imperfection, horrified by the banal, everything that America stands for, everything that you and I fight for. They must be stopped before it's too late. It's us or them.
Okay, Jack.
All right. Well, it's been a thrill. As always, have a perfect day. Everyone here at the Jack Lucas Show says bye. This is Jack Lucas. So long, arrivederch. I'll be sending you a thought today as I lie in the back of my stretch limo having sex with a teenager of my choice. And that thought will be, thank God I'm me.
Some of this is very funny. Cheever told me they even secured the rights to the Donna Summer song to play over the credits.
Ooh, I have chills. You sure they want me? I'm not going to read it unless I have an offer.
Jack, of course. Not even a question. When I talked to them on the phone this morning, I could smell how much they want you for it. I could smell it over the phone. Oop, bums. I don't care if I have any change. You got...
I'm not opening this window. A couple of quarters isn't going to make any difference anyway. I hate my cheeks.
Raul called before about dinner.
Yeah. About dinner as a concept or about dinner with Raul?
You're so witty. I gotta get out of here, Jack, and do something.
You know, tomorrow is a very big day for me. It would be nice if you pretended like you understood.
Fine, I'll say no.
They're putting me on film tomorrow.
Fine.
First time in my life, I'll be a voice with Bonnie. You know what that means? What this could lead to.
It's a sitcom, Jack. You're not defining pie.
I'll remember that the next time you get excited by drawing pubic hair on Raisin Bran. You want some?
No, I have to work.
How in the 60s of you?
I was 9 in the 60s.
I used to think my biography ought to be entitled Jack Lucas, the face behind the voice. But now it can be Jack Lucas, the face and the voice. Or maybe just Jack. Exclamation point.
Honey! Where's my orange cup with the teddy bear? Oh, I'll kill that old bitch. I have a fever. I really think I'm dying. Well, forgive me. Hey. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. Hey. Forgive me.
Forgive me. Hey, forgive me. Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, hey, forgive me.
I have this. I have this. I really have this.
Repulsed by imperfection, horrified by the banal, everything that America stands for, everything that you and I fight for, Edwin. They must be stopped before it's too late. It's us or them.
It was Mr. Lucas's offhand remark that seemed to have fatal impact on Mr. Melnick. Mark Safran is on the scene.
An after-work hotspot, Babbitt's is popular with single young professionals. Edwin Melnick arrived at the peak hour of 7:15, took one long look at the handsome collection of the city's best and brightest, then removed his shotgun from his overcoat and opened fire. 7 people were killed before Mr. Melnick turned the gun on himself and shot a hole through his head. Representatives of radio cult personality Jack Lucas expressed regret. However, no formal comment has been made. Neighbors of Melnick said he was a quiet man who lived alone. He scarcely knew he was there, said a woman who lived next door to Melnick for 11 years. But today, few will soon forget this lonely man who reached out to a world he knew only through the radio, looking for friendship and finding only pain and tragedy. Mark Safran, Channel 7 News.
Hey, everybody! Have you heard?
Fuck. Pigs. Go right ahead. Right ahead.
Hey, Mr. Happiness.
Yeah.
Are you going to do a little work today or what?
What, out there?
They're not terrorists, Jack. They're just ordinary people like you and me. Breakfast of champions, right?
That one, that'll do. That'll be funny, and then the scary one. Yes, that's right. The scary one and a funny one. Oh. Excuse me, can you help me? I'm in an absolute loss. I've been looking for over an hour, and I'm losing my mind. What I'm in the mood for is sort of a Katharine Hepburn-y, Cary Granty kind of thing. Nothing heavy. I couldn't take heavy. No, something zany. I'm looking for something zany. Or something modern would be fine, too, like a Goldie Hawn-y, Chevy Chasey kind of thing. You know, funny. I want to laugh. I have to laugh tonight, really. Oh, do you have anything with that comedian? He's on that show. It's on the radio. You know the guy, he says, hey, forgive me. I get such a kick out of the way he says that. He's so goddamn adorable. That would be perfect. Didn't he make a movie?
Ordinary People.
It's kind of a big titty, spread cheeky kind of thing.
Excuse me, I just want to borrow him for a minute.
You're going to love that. That was a frightening moment.
Are you in one of your moods today, baby?
She didn't get something zany real quick.
Yeah, yeah. Is this one of the days when you're in your, what do you call that thing, your emotional abyss? Can you explain this to me, baby? Because I don't understand these moods that you get into.
Yeah, they're my moods. You want to understand moods, have one of your own, okay? I hate desperate people.
They're sweetie, baby, love of my life, you hate people. Look, why don't you take the day off, go upstairs, put your feet up. I'll cook tonight, okay?
Did you see my orange cup with a teddy bear?
Grandma used it for her urine stuff.
Here I am. Dying. The soldiers are already dividing up my estate. I gotta go hide my trophy cups in case Grandma finds herself at a beer hall put.
Well, this is funny. What do you want from this?
It's not funny.
Then why do we watch it all the time?
Because it makes me feel good to see how not funny it is. Now, America doesn't know the first thing about funny, which makes it easier not being a famous funny TV celebrity, because that would just mean I'm not really talented.
You are a sick fuck, you know that? You know, I don't know why you torture yourself. Do that. I don't like that.
I'm trying to watch.
You had too many thoughts rolling around up there. You're very self-absorbed, Jack. God, divert yourself. My God, read a book.
It's important to think, Anne. It's what separates us from lentils and people that read books like Love Song.
Great book. Dumb title.
You know, you used to say that you liked that about me. You used to say you liked that we didn't have to think all the time, that we could just be together and not think.
Oh. Suicidal paranoics will say anything to get laid.
Have another drink, Jack. Somehow. Like everything else.
I'm hoping you get to be my age. Your children treat you with the same disrespect. You got a fever? I'm dying. I'm a dead man.
You're not dying. You just have a cold. And besides, you can't die before Sunday because we have to go to the Billy Joel concert.
Ah, well. Forgive me!
Madness.
Hey, anybody here in Jiminy?
Nietzsche. Nietzsche says there are two kinds of people in the world. People who are destined for greatness, like Walt Disney and Hitler. And then there's the rest of us. He called us the bungled and the botched. We get teased. We sometimes get close to greatness, but we never get there. We're the expendable masses. We get pushed in front of trains, take poison aspirin, get gunned down in Dairy Queens.
You want to hear the new title of my biography? My little Italian friend? It was my fucking picnic. The Jack Lucas story. You like it?
Il nuovo est a fucking picnico.
You're a good kid. You say no to drugs. Feeling sometimes you're being punished for your sins.
On the streets.
Yes, I agree.
Good.
Yeah.
That's very good. You will leave this drunk.
Me neither, man. Do it.
Oh, Violet! I feel the sting of my shaft. In the name of Lance DeFleur, unhand that errant knight. You speak English? Let the bum go, dipshit!
Mendacity! Why are two attractive city squires like you abusing a knight like this?
You will thank it, too?
Thank it? No, but I do believe in fairies.
Oh, now without dinner.
You fucking nuts!
Viola! Let's show him what he's won!
I have to advise you to let us go.
Oh, you advise us, huh?
Yeah.
You're outnumbered, son. Look, you see?
Looks like Night of the Living Dead. Come on, go for it. They can't do nothing.
Can't do nothing. Can't do nothing. Nothing. Gentlemen.
I like New York in June.
How about you?
I like a Gershwin too. How about you?
Oh, look, it's showtime! You know, boys, there's three things in this world that you need. Respect for all kinds of life, a nice ball movement on a regular basis, and a navy blazer. Oh, one more thing. Never take your eye off the ball!
Ouch! Oh. The ability to be in a shithead can be a fabulous advantage.
Hey!
Don't hurt me.
Why, so you can be healthy when you jump? No.
You can't let me climb up out here alone, you fucking faggot!
Oh, you're not gonna be alone, huh? No! Go, man, get it!
I need a drink.
Hey, I know a fabulous place with great ambiance.
Hey, so what are you thinking of the death penalty, man?
Death's definitely a penalty. Ain't no fucking gift. Life's too goddamn short.
Great, great, huh?
How are you tonight?
It's not bad, John. And you?
Can't complain.
Can I interest anybody in a fruit pie, huh?
No, thank you. Too fast.
Sweet.
I better believe it.
God damn it. No.
I think they like you.
I like to be your sister.
How about you?
You're great tonight, Terry.
I like taking moonlight. How about you?
Hi. Welcome back. How you feeling?
Have I died?
Oh, no.
hey, easy. Easy, you want to get up? There you go. Hey, gravity works. Come on. Take it real slow. There you go. Take a few breaths, huh? There you go.
Where am I?
My domicile. My humble abode. Mi casa, su casa. Oh, you want something to eat? Because your stomach must be a real tabula rasa after last night. These are raisins or rat shit. You can't tell sometimes. Oh, yeah. How about a fruit pie? You're right about that one. I was off by a couple of months. Nice to have company. Hi.
Where are my shoes?
What?
Where?
What?
What?
Shh, shh. What is it? It's a company. What? I knew it. I knew it last night. I did, too. I did. Don't look at me. Don't. He's the one. Can you keep a secret?
No.
Good. Because you know what the little people told me?
The little people?
Oh, you know. They said, you're the one.
The one what?
Shut up! Oh, get away from him! Oh, let's look at...
Sorry about this.
Oh, there we are. Yeah. They said you're not ready to know yet.
I'm not.
He is too. Get out of here. Fuck off. Oh, be it.
I am right. Oh, yeah. Fly up there. Oh, yeah.
Come on out of here. Ah, yeah. Hey. You can't be in there.
You're frightening him.
You know who I am?
I'm drawing a blank.
Well, take a guess. Let him guess.
I don't know. You seem to be some kind of vigilante.
Well, that happens along the way, of course. Here's a clue.
A food ornament.
No. I'm a knight. On a special quest. And I need help. Quest. That's why they sent you. The little... You see, they work for him. So do I.
Him?
God. I'm the janitor of God. I know...
Hey, I know how you feel. They came to me about a year ago.
sitting on the john, having one of those really satisfying bowel movements. You know those ones that border on mystical, where you're like...
And there they were. Hundreds of the cutest little fat people floating right in front of me. It was wonderful. And then they spoke. And they said that I had been chosen to get back something very special that he had lost. It might probably be very dangerous. I said, whoa! Hold it right there. I mean, you start seeing floating little fat people tell you that you're on a mission from God.
They'll slap you some heavy thorazine.
I said, give me a sign. And they said, look at Progressive Architecture. February 88, page 33. That's pretty specific.
Bingo. It's right here. Where is it? A, B, S, F, M, M, M.
Under miscellaneous, not mythology.
Look at the box. Where is it? It's right here. See it?
Mm-hmm. New Langdon Carmichael.
No, no. Right there. See it?
What?
The Grail. The Holy Grail. It's God's symbol of divine grace.
The Holy... Some billionaire has got the Holy Grail in his library on Fifth Avenue. Won't they?
My thoughts exactly. Who think you'd find anything divine on the Upper East Side?
I don't mean to be flippant or enrage you or anything, but you're a psychotic man.
I know.
A very nice psychotic man. Oh. I appreciate what you did. I think it was a brave and noble thing.
Oh, stop your
head. I'm going to see a lot of you on various talk shows when you get the Grail.
Please don't go. I can't. I can't get it. Because he's out there. He's always out there. That's why you can get it. That's why you're the one.
I'm not the one. I'm not anyone. Forget about the shoes. I'm gonna take a cab.
Perry.
Perry. I'm Jack.
I know.
Oh, wait. Sarah. Oh, here they are. Jack.
Let's go. It works.
You can keep your nose.
Hey, thanks a mil, huh? Hey, now that you know where we are, don't be a stranger. Come back. We'll rummage. Take care of yourself, Jack. Give my love to the wife, huh?
I'm not married.
Really? You look married. Don't be a stranger. See ya.
Hey, where you coming from?
The basement, I think.
I tell him no business! Hey, hold it.
Huh?
Listen, you a friend of Perry's?
No.
Well, I don't allow no entertaining. Look, I let him stay here out of the goodness of my heart because of the tragedy. But I'm not running a hotel, and nobody's taking advantage of me.
Tragedy?
He and his wife were in some bar, and some nut comes in with a shotgun and blew the place apart. Splattered her brains all over the walls. She was a beautiful girl. Never knew what hit her. You ought to have heard about that. That nut who listened to the radio.
You could have been attacked. You could have been raped. God knows what. I was up all night long, Jack.
Sorry.
Yeah?
Check out the
pornos. So send him back. What the hell happened?
I was attacked.
What? Oh, baby.
two kids tried to set me on fire.
Oh, my God. What?
Ow.
What did they do to you, Pete? You almost done?
So
what are
many,
you looking for? You looking for a story? Oh, what?
I've seen them, yeah, most of them.
Here, Creamer versus Creamer. Won an award. Go. Did you call the police? You want me to call the doctor? Tell me what you want me. Are you sure? So where did you sleep last night?
I stayed at a friend's, Anne.
Okay, Jack, I want you to be upfront with me now. If you're seeing somebody else, just tell me. You don't have to pour gasoline all over yourself and light a match just to break up with me here. Just tell me the truth.
Anne, I was not seeing anyone else. I really was attacked.
Okay.
I've got a cut here.
Okay, I see it now. I'm sorry. I love you. What are you going to do? You don't have to say it back.
Although it wouldn't bring you joy to try.
You know what the Holy Grail is?
Holy Grail? Yeah, I know that one. That was like Jesus' juice glass. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I used to be such a Catholic.
You still believe in God?
Yeah, you gotta believe in God. But I don't believe that God made men in his image. Because most of the shit that happened was to the men. Now, I think man was made in the devil's image, and women were created out of God. Because after all, women can have babies, which is kind of like creating. And which also accounts for the fact that women are so attracted to men. Because let's face it, the devil is a hell of a lot more interesting. I slept with some saints in my day, and believe me, I know what I'm talking about. You boring.
So, the whole point of life, I think, is to men and women to get married so that God and the devil can get together and work it out.
Not that we have to get married or anything. God forbid.
You have a little thing on here.
What, a pimple? Oh, yeah, this stuff is supposed to blend with my skin like it really works, you know?
I don't think I'm up for it tonight, honey. I just had a very traumatic experience.
I'm
getting sick. Ow, 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 ow.
Careful, man.
And I spent the night in a boiler room. I'm tired. Oh, I'm upset. I'm not in the mood. Okay.
Can I help you?
I was looking for Perry.
He's not here. The hospital said it would be best if we kept certain things away from him. There, now there's his real name. Henry Sagan. He was a teacher over at Hunter College. They kept him in a mental place over on Staten Island. He did not speak for a year, and then all of a sudden he started talking. Only now he's this Perry guy. He and his wife used to live upstairs. When he got released, they sent him here. I feel bad. He couldn't work. Nobody wanted him. So I let him stay in the basement. He helped out. I'd give him a couple of dollars. People throw things away, he gets them. She was a beautiful girl. He was crazy about her.
I really do. I'm a big fan.
Well, good. I enjoy appreciating it.
Listen, I especially appreciated it the other day when you told that homeless schmuck, who do you think he is talking about the money that you made?
Yeah, well,
and
I got
it. Who is he to ask Jack Lucas anything?
I
really did. I did the same thing the other day. He was perfect, Jack Lucas style. I listen to you every day, and I'm telling you, you are a consistent, integral man. I mean it.
Yeah, you're one of
the what's the matter, baby? Can't sleep?
Keep these homeless people homeless.
Yeah. I'll tell you something, man. I really feel cursed.
Stop it. Things will change.
I feel like I'm a magnet, but I attract shit. Out of all the people in the city, why did I meet a man whose wife I killed?
You didn't kill anybody. Stop it.
If there was some way I could just pay the fine and go home.
I don't know. Oh, baby.
Now endure such misery for love of thee. Hi, Jack.
Thought maybe you could use a couple of...
She'll be back. Isn't she a vision?
Yeah, gorgeous. Look, I just wanted to...
Hey, look.
I'm leaving. I'm going. I just wanted to give you...
Buys a new book every 2 days.
Hey, sweetheart, what the hell are you doing?
She's in the trash. What are you gonna do? Oh, she loves dumplings. That's the Wednesday ritual. Oh, it's so sweet. She does that every time. Oh.
We're looking through the window. You got a problem with that, buddy? I'm looking through the fucking window.
Jack.
Come on, let's go.
Okay.
If anybody ever told me I'd be in love with a girl who chews jawbreakers, I'd say they're nuts. But look at that jaw. Oh. There she goes.
Oh, isn't she? You follow her every day, huh?
Uh-huh. Oh, it's not like that. I'm deeply smitten.
Who is she? What's her name?
I don't know. A cooler! Oh. Oh, this beer needs a little work.
Here.
What? Heck.
I just would like to help you.
$50.
All right. Here, look. Here's another 20. Will that do it?
$70.
How much is this going to take?
You're so nice, Jack. I
don't know. Oh, Jack.
Oh, that's okay.
Hey, can I take you to lunch? Huh?
No, I got to go back to work. Take care of yourself.
What did you do that?
I gave that to you.
What am I going
to
do?
I don't know, but I gave it to you to help you, not to help him.
Jack,
you really want to help me?
Okay, you can open your eyes. Pretty impressive, huh?
No, but don't let it scare you. As formidable as it seems, everything has its weakness. Hey, at least there's no moat.
You can't just break into Langdon Carmichael's house. This man's done nothing.
Hey! I'll deal with this.
Jack, let's go through this one more time, okay?
Look, please.
There is the Holy Grail.
Listen to me. Don't start drooling or rolling your eyes when I tell you this. But you shouldn't be doing this. There is no Holy Grail.
Oh, Jack. You just little face. Jack, there has to be a grail. What were the Crusades? The Pope's publicity stunts?
Oh, you heathen. There's a grail. Come
hey,
on.
Hey, wait, look, wait a minute. Look.
Hey!
You're only partly insane. People like you can lead semi-normal lives. You can get a job.
I have a job, Jack. I have a quest.
I take it back. You're fucking deranged. You're going to get yourself killed trying to get in there.
That's so sweet. Now I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to protect me, aren't you? You think there's danger in there.
No. I think you're a moron, and I don't want to get in trouble.
You care. First the money, now this. Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, you fabulous guy.
Don't hug me in public again.
Oh,
okay?
Oh, men with men. Oh, Jack, I love this guy. You hear me? I love this guy! Oh, you hear me, Jaden City? I love Jack! He cares! Oh, Jack! And this Jaden, motherfucking city, that you...
Will you shut up?
Oh, you hear me? I'm loopy about this guy! Oh, Jack! Oh, you're a real human being! Oh, you're a friend. A true friend.
I'm not. Believe me. I'm scum.
Come on. I'm not going to listen.
You're an honest to goodness good guy.
Self-centered, I'm weak. I don't have the willpower of a fly on shit.
Yeah, but that's why little people sent you. They knew that. It's like magic.
I don't believe in little floating people, okay? There is no magic.
But you're still going to help me, Jack. That's what matters.
Perry. Perry, or whatever your name is. You know none of this is true. The grail, the voices.
Jack,
there's a part of you that knows it's not true.
I think we have to start planning now.
Perry, Jack, listen to me.
Jack.
You're acting weird, Jack.
I know who you are. You're an
weird. Jack! Let go of me! Let
go
of me, Jack!
Under color?
No!
Perry!
No!
You're a teacher! Perry! Perry!
that?
Harry.
House! The house!
Jack. He's afraid of you. We've got him! Come on!
Is this a beautiful spot, Jack?
Who have we been chasing? Gotta ask this question now.
He's gone now. Oh, we had him on the run, didn't we? Well, if we had horses, we'd have had his ass. Oh, boy.
Who?
What?
Who have we been chasing?
Jack, I thought you saw him.
Saw who?
The Red Knight.
I gave you the money. You want to keep it? Fine. You want to give it away? Fine. I just want you to know I did give him the money, okay? Are we clear?
Ah. Who are you talking to, Jack? Heaven be praised in giving so soon an opportunity for me to fulfill the duties of my profession. These cries doubtless proceed from some miserable male or female in need of my immediate aid and protection.
This is too hard.
No, please. No, you lady.
Stop.
Horse, please. Trample me.
What are you?
Over here.
What are you?
No, no, get away from me. Get away, please.
I'm
going to
hurt
you.
I'm not going to hurt you.
That's what the other guy said. Leave me alone, please.
Please, I
want to
help you.
No, I want to go. Please, let me go now.
Oh, Scarecrow, they're not the stuff in there. Come on, let me help you up.
No, I want a debutante on the horse to step on me.
Harry.
Please, leave me alone. Hey,
sorry to tell you this, but the days of debutantes are over.
Isn't it awful? Poor little Gloria. Poor Brenda Fraser. They ruined him. They ate him alive.
Yeah, but what about Slim Keith, that little Guggenheim girl?
Imposters! Leave me alone!
Jack, come on, lend a hand.
Listen, he just needs to sleep it off. Somebody will take care of him.
Who? Mother Teresa? She's retired. Come on, it's just us. Let's go.
Maybe he wants to stay here. You want to stay here?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll just love bleeding and horse shit. How very Gandhi-esque of you.
Jack?
No, please.
Doctor, please.
Please, I was born in a place like this. I don't want to be here. Please,
Take care of
it. No. I won't go. Let me go.
Where do you want to go?
To my place that I know about.
All right. Well, maybe we can go there later.
We can't go there tonight.
Well, maybe we can. Where do you want to go?
We can't. No.
Hey, come on. Maybe we can. Where do you want to go?
Venice. Like Katharine Hepburn in Summertime. Why can't I be Katharine Hepburn? I want to die. I just want to die.
Oh, that's it. Okay, ready? I like New York in June. I'm in the wrong place. Are we all? I like a Gershwin tune. Don't hold back. Okay. I like to read good books.
How am I going to do it with the children? Where am I going to put them? Goddamn daughter-in-law comes in the house looking for dust balls. Get the fuck out of my dining room, you asshole.
That's wonderful feeling, but you're stretching. Come on, tempo, allegro, people, allegro.
Okay.
You.
Did you lose your mind all of a sudden, or was it a slow, gradual process?
Well, I'm a singer by trade. Summer stock nightclub reviews, that sort of thing. And God, I absolutely live for it. I can do gypsy. Every part. I can do it backwards. But then one night, right in the middle of singing, funny, suddenly it hit me. What does all this mean? I mean, that plus the fact that I'd watched all my friends die. Sound like a veteran, don't I?
Fuck off.
My dad would be so proud of me.
Hey.
Pizza!
About time.
Never gonna find her in this crowd.
She's like clockwork, Jack. She comes through here at the same time every day. She's late. Thank you.
Jerry?
Did you hear Jimmy Nichols got picked up yesterday?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He got caught pissing on a bookstore. Man's a pig. No excuse for that. Thank you, babe. We're headed for social anarchy when people start pissing on bookstores.
Asshole.
Didn't even look at you.
Well,
he's paying so he don't have to look. See, guy goes to work every day, 8 hours a day, 7 days a week. He gets his nuts so tight in a vice, he starts questioning the very fabric of his existence. And one day, about quitting time, boss calls him into the office and says, "Hey, Bob, why don't you come on in here and kiss my ass for me, will you?" Well, he says, "Hell with it. I don't care what happens. I just want to see the expression on his face as I jam this pair of scissors into his arm." Then he thinks of me. He said, "Wait a minute. I got both my arms, I got both my legs. At least I'm not begging for a living." Sure enough, Bob's going to put those scissors down and pucker right up. See, I'm what you call kind of a moral traffic light, really. I'm like saying, "Red, go no further." Boot, 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 boot.
I do not need this. A woman my age? I'm a person. There's a person here. This is kid stuff. You come, you go. All I do is cook like a jerk. You waste the good lasagna. I don't need this. Find yourself another dope. Son of a bitch.
God, what a beautiful night, Jack.
Hey, don't you think it's time to go now? Running around here during the day is one thing, but at night we could be killed by a wide variety of people.
That's stupid, Jack. I mean, this park is mine just as much as it is theirs. I mean, do you think it's fair that they can keep us out? Because it's just going to make us think that we might get killed or something?
Yes, I think it's very fair.
Well, I don't.
What are you doing?
I'm cloud busting, Jack. You ever done it? You lie on your back, and you concentrate on the clouds, and you break them apart with your mind. It's wild. No, but you have to be nude, though, Jack.
You can't
diffuse the psychic energy.
This is New York. No one's allowed to be naked in the field in New York. It's too Midwestern.
Oh, come on, Jack. It's wild. It's really freeing.
What?
I mean, the air on your body, your nipples are hard, little guy dangling in the wind.
Hey, come on.
Oh, come on, Jack. What are
you're pissing
saying?
Me off. Hey.
And we're bare-ass naked in the middle of it.
I'm not doing this. This is nuts. I'm leaving.
Jack,
I
need
it.
Free yourself.
I'm
you know
leaving.
Why dogs do this? Yo, because it feels good, Jack.
I'm not doing that.
Oh. Yes. Yo.
I'm leaving.
Come on, Jack. Get back to your roots.
This man talks to invisible people. He sees invisible horses. And he's lying naked in the middle of Central Park. I should be surprised. I'm not surprised. I'm out of my fucking mind to even be here.
Who are you talking to, Jack? I'm talking to the little people! Are they here?
They're saying, Jack, go to the nearest liquor store, find us the Jack of Daniels, that ye may be shit-faced! Dulang, Dulang!
They said that?
You are out of your fucking mind!
Bingo! Yo! Come on, Jack! Free up the little guy! Let him flap in the breeze! Yo! Yo, Fortuna! Oh! Oh, Jack! Ho, 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 ho!
Nothing's happening.
Concentrate.
What if some homophobic jogger runs by and kills us to get back at his father? Jack Lucas found dead next to a dead naked man. If he were dead, his companion was naked. I hate it when they use the word companion. It's so insinuating. Probably boosts the sales of my biography, though. The public has a fascination with celebrity murders that involve nakedness, bastards.
Jack, I may be going out on a limb here, but you don't seem like a happy camper. Did you ever hear the story of the Fisher King?
No.
It begins with the king as a boy, having to spend the night alone in the forest to prove his courage so he can become a king. Now, while he's spending the night alone, he's visited by a sacred vision. Out of the fire appears the Holy Grail, symbol of God's divine grace. And a voice said to the boy, "You shall be keeper of the Grail so that it may heal the hearts of men." But the boy was blinded by greater visions of a life filled with power and glory and beauty. And in this state of radical amazement, he felt for a brief moment not like a boy, like God. So he reached in the fire to take the Grail. And the Grail vanished, leaving him with his hand in the fire to be terribly wounded. Now, as this boy grew older, his wound grew deeper. Until one day, life for him lost its reason. He had no faith in any man, not even himself. Couldn't love or feel loved. He was sick with experience. He began to die. One day, a fool wandered into the castle and found the king alone. Now, being a fool, he was simple-minded. He didn't see a king. He only saw a man alone and in pain. And he asked the king, "What ails you, friend?" The king replied, I'm thirsty. I need some water to cool my throat. So the fool took a cup from beside his bed, filled it with water, and handed it to the king. As the king began to drink, he realized his wound was healed. He looked in his hands, and there was the Holy Grail, that which he sought all of his life. He turned to the fool and said with amazement, how could you find that which my brightest and bravest could not? The fool replied, I don't know. I only knew that you were thirsty. It's very beautiful, isn't it? I think I heard that at a lecture once. I don't know. Some professors at Hunt.
Very. Perry.
Hey.
Vic.
Hey.
How come you never asked that girl for a date, huh?
I can't ask her. I have to earn her, Jack.
Oh, come on now. This is the 20th century. You don't have to earn a woman.
Well, maybe after we get the Grail.
No, but see, she could help you get the Grail. You know, and women are great. You know, they make homes and they kill the livestock so the knights can go out there and get Grails and slaughter villages with a clear head, huh? I mean, where would King Arthur be without Guinevere, huh?
Happily married, probably.
Well, that's a bad example, but trust me on this. A woman who loves you, keeps you going, gives you strength. Makes you feel like you can do anything.
Is that what your girlfriend does for you?
Sure. Yeah. Yes, Two Hearts Publishing. May I speak to Lydia, please?
Lydia? Who is
Lydia?
No,
I don't know her last name. I'll be off
you
in a
second. You are calling Lydia from my apartment? You
no.
must think
what?
I am some kind
no.
of dolt. Son of a bitch.
Her
you
name is
all
Lydia.
All night long. I don't get a freaking phone call.
Hey,
you
hey.
Call in here at noon. I got two people out sick.
Oh, hey.
You think I need this? I don't need
Lydia.
No. No, no, no.
No. Shit. I was not out with a woman last night. I was out with Perry.
The moron?
Is that a moron?
Who's Lydia?
Lydia is the girl that Perry likes. I thought...
What? What did you think?
You didn't understand.
Don't talk to me like I'm stupid. That pisses me off.
Okay, okay. All right, I'm sorry. I feel indebted to the guy, okay?
What does that mean?
Here, you see?
Well, what does it mean?
I thought that if I could help him in some way, get him this this girl that he loves, that maybe, you know, things would change for me. Forget it. It's a dumb fucking...
You big galoot, you are such a mess. Well, listen. Stranger things have been known to happen. Hello? Hello? Who is this?
Hello, Lydia. Lydia, this is Jack Lucas. I'm calling from Video Spot Video Rentals. And Lydia, you are a major credit card holder, are you not? Well, Lydia, I've got some good news for you. Out of several thousand credit card holders, in conjunction with several major credit card companies...
Which ones?
All of them. Which means that you have just won a free membership at our store.
How did this happen? My name was... Is my name on a list? Did you pick it out of a hat?
That's right. What? It was a list.
What, were there a lot of people in the room? Or just you?
What's the difference?
I've never won anything in my life, and I don't even have a VCR, and I don't...
You're going to get a free VCR with the membership, Lydia, for a short period of time until you get one of your own. Listen, I'll tell you, why don't you come on down to the store, check it out, see if you're interested.
No, did Phyllis tell you to call me and... Did Phyllis in accounting do that?
No, I told you. You won a contest. You have just... This is going to be rough. This is going to be rough.
I need to warm up.
I'm in Marl Lindbergh. I can't find my baby. I knew I could make you smile.
All right, come on. Look, one chorus, and then you're out of that.
Jack, I'm a man with a mission.
Can't believe I'm on a first-name basis with these people.
Can I help you?
Is there a mousy little woman named Lydia who works here?
Yes. If you wait here, I'll get her on the phone.
Oh, no, it's a personalized message. I have to give it to her.
You can't go back there. You're really not allowed to go.
Lydia Sinclair.
You must be she. I had a dream. A dream forget who, Lydia. It wasn't for her, Lydia. It's only for you. Yes, Lydia. Some people can get their kicks watching couple and late night flicks. That's okay for some people who don't own VCRs. But Lydia, you've won the grand prize. Just think of it. All the movies you'll watch for free now. Dramas, westerns, comedies, wow! Video Spot has the best selection. If you like porno, we're your connection. And everything's coming up videos. Everything's coming up videos. This time for free. For you, Lydia. For free.
It'll be like you work here.
What am I qualified to do?
Sort of.
Yeah.
This will be good. It'll make you smell like a forest.
Hello, my name is Lydia Sinclair.
Oh, hi. How you doing? Congratulations, Jack Lucas. Nice to finally meet you. This is Ann Napolitano, the video spot owner.
Hello, congratulations.
And this is our co-worker, Perry.
Perry?
No, just Perry.
Oh, like Moses. So how do we do this?
Well, first we'll have you sign out an official membership card there. Sign that, if you would. We'll have that laminated for you right here. Perry, would you like to laminate Miss Sinclair's card?
Oh, yeah.
This will last you for a year, after which you have the option to renew, if you wish, at a membership discount.
Yeah, but now it's for free, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get ten videos.
Free?
Yeah,
so only the first 10. After that, they're $2.99 a month.
Yeah? Go on. Can I help you?
No, I can help myself.
Okay. Hell Merchants. Good choice.
I don't like horror movies.
How about, Purple Bread? It's a big new Spat Sex film. Let's see.
It's set against the sweeping background of a Polish bakery.
Polish! That's Polish bakery. That's why it's in subtitles.
You don't like love. Polish love stories. I like musicals.
Musicals? Over here.
Oh, here's our entertainment center. We have, here's Fred Astaire. That's good. Yeah, Jolson.
And me. And oh.
We've got an Ethel Merman.
Ethel Merman.
Oh,
she's. We're all out of Ethel Merman.
That sucks. I think I actually ordered some just the other day.
Well, did you or didn't you?
Yeah, they'll be in soon.
Well, I'll come back then.
Miss Sinclair, your card. Don't forget it.
I like your nails. Where'd you get them done?
Actually, I do them myself. I used to work in a beauty parlor.
I like the stars.
You know, Anne does other people. Sort of as a sideline, she could do your nails.
How much?
Well, you're a member. We could probably work
$40. Hmm.
$40.
For okay. When will you do them?
I don't know.
Tonight?
Tonight.
Thank you.
You know, Jack, getting your nails done is one thing, but going out to dinner with a bunch of strangers, and that one...
Very casual.
She didn't even look at him.
It won't be like a date.
You got any more starchy food?
Good.
Oh, clumsy moi. Thank you.
I mean, I got out with some bums in my day, but they were beautiful. That is the only reason to go out with a bum.
This food is delicious, Aunt. Really. I mean, you're a wonderful cook, and you have a great set of dishes.
Jack, he's trying to start a conversation.
Well, talk to him. He's not going to bite you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, you are a beautiful woman. You've got your own business. I am surprised some guy doesn't just snatch you up off his own.
Oh, you're surprised. Because I just never met the right guy. What are you going to do?
No. I'm shocked. I mean, a childbearing body like yours. Well, I mean, a guy would have to be out of his mind.
Most guys aren't.
No. You, this incredible woman going to waste before my very eyes? No, this is outrageous! I will not hear this. No! No, come on!
Jack,
come on.
Here.
I am your man, then. Let's do it right here. Let's go to that place of splendor in the grass.
Jack,
behold my magic wand and free your golden orb
Jack,
right now.
Over here.
You know what I'm saying, yes?
Are you?
Hold
are you?
My penis.
Out of mine.
What a wonderful
close
way
that,
of
Jack,
saying
Jack.
How much you
come
like.
On, Barry, close your pants.
Took you long enough, huh?
What are you, about a 40 in a jacket?
Yeah, that's it.
This is going to work.
You let me know. Because you're too good a woman to go to waste.
Above a store before. You always walk past them on the streets when you walk by, but you never really think anyone really lives in them.
Can I get you something? A little coffee? A little tea?
No.
A little tequila?
Nope. Will it hurt?
That all depends on you. You sure you don't want a drink?
Yes. Let's enjoy this. Oh, boy. This is mud.
We just washed that off.
Now, this is going to make you look great.
Mm-hmm. It's good mud.
Clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Lips.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Close.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Hmm? There we go. Now, you just relax.
So, anybody special in your life?
Does it look like there's anybody special in my life?
You don't have to say it like that. It's not so, you know, crazy an idea. You're a healthy woman. You have a steady job. You're not cross-eyed or anything.
No, there is nobody special.
Okay, fine.
I mean, it's not easy in this day and age.
What's not easy?
Meeting people.
Oh, God, tell me about it. I've been dating longer than I've been driving. I can't believe that.
I have never been through a dating period.
It's a disgusting process. You haven't missed a thing.
Well, still.
So excited. I mean, how do you feel like this when you first met Anne, huh? I mean, because she's a wonderful woman. I mean, she loves you too much, Jack. But you love her too, don't you? I mean, you know you do. It's just you're a little bit of an asshole sometimes. Sorry.
My mother calls me once a week like an ongoing nightmare.
So have you met anyone, though, Mom? So what's going to happen? I don't know, Mom. Thank God I moved out of that house.
I cannot believe that you lived with her as long as you did. If I had to live with my mother, I would stab myself 6 times.
I think some people are meant to be alone. This is my idea, that I was born a man in a former life, and I used women for pleasure. So now I'm paying for it. I wouldn't mind so much if I could just remember the pleasure parts.
I think you're getting a little too complicated. What, in your opinion, is the actual problem?
I don't make an impression on people. At office parties, I arrange the hors d'oeuvres while people are eating them so that the platters will remain full. I never start any of the conversations because I just don't know. I don't know where to make it end to go.
Listen. You gotta be a little easier on yourself, doll. A conversation has a life of its own, you know? You have to have some faith in that fact. I mean, look at us. We're having a very lovely conversation.
I'm paying you.
Oh, look, will you stop it? I'm not like that. I don't do people favors. If I talk to you, it's because I want to talk to you. All right, you're not a supermodel. We can't all be Jerry Hall. What a boring world it would be if we were all Jerry Hall.
Mm-hmm.
You do the best you can with what you got.
Mm-hmm.
You're not so invisible. Hey, you want a personality? Try this on for size. You can be a real bitch.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you my wallet, see, so you can pay for dinner, okay?
You're a nice man, Jack, doing all this for me.
Come on.
I'm scared.
No.
I mean, I feel so much for her. I feel like something awful's going to happen.
Nothing awful is going to happen.
No.
Anne is going to be there. I'm going to be there. Nothing awful's going to happen. Okay?
I'm scared.
I know. It's going to be fine.
Okay. All right.
You're looking good.
You too.
Just remember to breathe.
Okay, right? I got to break.
Big break. Anne?
Oh, please.
Jerry? Look, Jerry, it's Lydia Sinclair, a membership winner.
I know.
So what have you fellas been up to?
Well, everything's locked up downstairs. We thought we'd get some dinner.
Oh.
Jack! Say, anybody up for Chinese?
Ooh.
Have you eaten? Would you like to join us?
No, thank you.
I'd
rather go home.
Me too. Jack,
come on.
Come on. It's
so to eat. No, I'd like to go.
I have all this. Oh,
yes.
Please.
I'd rather go.
What did I tell you?
I know.
It's only dinner.
Come on, you're going to do this.
Look, you'll have something to tell your mother the next time she calls.
Give a fine.
You are coming. Fine.
What are you doing?
Well, I get to read the book sometimes, but mostly I calculate production costs from... Calculation costs from... First edition hardcover soft cover.
Oh.
And after soft cover, it's basically somebody else's problem. Then.
Boy, that sounds real exciting.
It's not exciting at all.
Why not? Your calculations determine whether a book is published or not. Maybe it's a book that changes the way people think or, you know, act.
But what we publish is mostly trashy romance novels.
Don't say that. There's nothing trashy about romance. In romance, it's passion, it's imagination, it's beauty.
besides you.
You find some pretty wonderful things in the trash.
I could eat all of these.
Like a dumpling? Some tea?
Yes, please.
Lydia, the tattooed lady. She has eyes that men adore so, and a torso even more so. Oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the queen of tattoos. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo. Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus, too. And proudly above waves the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia. La la la, la la la. La la la, la la la. When her robe is unfurled, she will show you the world if you step up and tell her where. For a dime you can see Kankakee or Perry or Washington crossing the Delaware. La la la, la la la. La la la, la la la. Oh Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. When her muscles start relaxing, off the hill comes Michael Jackson. Oh, yeah.
Now, come on. Did you see her with the noodles? She had a noodle hanging down her head. Her head and needle. I couldn't believe it. Oh. And they started it on the dumpling. They were playing hockey with the dumpling on the table.
It was broccoli.
No, it was the dumpling. They were batting it around in the shop.
Oh, God, stop it. I'm going to lose it.
No,
right
wait,
here.
The
oh, God.
Wait.
More about yourself. I'd like to know everything.
Well, there's nothing more to tell.
Oh, don't say that.
No, this is it.
It's enough for me.
I really think she went for him.
Oh, I know.
She went for him.
I can't believe it. I can't believe I did it.
Almost in Shidomnia.
What?
It's Latin. It means love conquers all. I don't mean us. I don't mean us. I mean everybody else.
You think it'll work out?
Who knows?
You know, two people could be at a party together, sitting right across from each other and never find each other. Another two people could be on opposite sides of the world. Nothing could keep them apart. No.
The thing is, see, the thing is meant to happen. What?
Nothing. Come on.
You ain't mean. You must be very proud of yourself. You did a great thing for somebody tonight. I was very proud to be with you tonight.
You were great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Steam dumplings. Mushu pork!
You don't have to say that.
I never say anything I have to.
No, I mean, you don't have to say nice things to me. It's a little old-fashioned considering what we're about to do.
What are we about to do?
You're walking me home.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're a little attracted to me.
Yeah.
And you'll probably want to come upstairs for some coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
And we'll probably have a drink and talk and get to know each other a little bit better, get comfortable. And then you'll... you'll sleep over. And in the morning, you'll awake. And you'll be distant. And you won't be able to stay for breakfast. Maybe just a cup of coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
And then we'll exchange phone numbers. And you'll leave. And never call. And I'll go to work and I'll feel so good for the first hour. And then, ever so slowly, I'll turn into a piece of dirt. I don't know why I'm putting myself through this. It was really nice to meet you. Night.
Night. Excuse me. Wait. Just. Hey. Sorry. Wait 1 minute. Hey, excuse me. Please wait. Wait.
No, listen. I'm not feeling very well.
Oh, no wonder. We just met, made love, and broke up all in the space of 30 seconds. And I don't remember having the first kiss, which I think is the best part.
Listen, it was so very special to meet you.
And it was for me, too. But I think it's time you should shut up now. Shut up. Please? I'm not coming up to your apartment. That was never my intention.
Oh, God, you don't want to.
Oh, no, I want to. I have a hard-on for you the size of Florida. But I don't want just one night. I have a confession I have to make to you.
You're married?
No.
You're divorced?
No.
Do you have a disease?
No, please stop. I'm in love with you. Not just from tonight. I've known you for a long time. I know that you come out from work at noon every day and you fight your way out that door and then you get pushed back in and 3 seconds later you come back out again. And I walk with you to lunch, and I know if it's a good day if you stop and get that romance novel at that bookstore. I know what you order, and I know on Wednesdays you go to that Timson parlor, and I know that you get a jawbreaker before you go back into work. And I know you hate your job, and you don't have many friends, and I know sometimes you feel a little uncoordinated, and you don't feel as wonderful as everybody else, and feeling as alone and separate as you feel you are, and I love you.
I love you. And I think you're the greatest thing since sliced rice. And I've been knocked out several times. If I could just have that first kiss. And I won't. I won't be distant. I'll come back in the morning and I'll call you if you let me. But I still don't drink coffee.
Real. Aren't you? The wrong door. You can call me.
If you can give me the number. Let me have this. Let me have it.
Feeling good.
I don't know how else to put it, Lou. Yeah, well, I had those personal problems to work out, and I have, and now I want to get back to work. You think that's possible? Yeah, I understand. I am, yeah. I won't. I will. Great, when? Tuesday's fine. Tuesday's great, Lou. All right, I'll see you then. Thanks a lot. Okay, bye.
Who's Lou?
Lou is my agent.
You're kidding.
I called my agent.
What did he say?
He says that if I want to get back to work, no problem. That I just come in and we talk and that's it. I gotta get these tapes organized. You see my jacket?
It's in the bathroom.
In the bathroom. I got the coffee here, Joanna.
You made coffee? You are going back to work and you made coffee? I'm loving it.
Oh, you know what would be neat? How's this gonna be? You got an income coming in? I would love to look for a bigger place.
I mean, yeah, I don't want to rush anything. But I'd like to start looking anyway, you know? Maybe a two-bedroom? Or maybe even top floor of a house? Say, in Brooklyn? Heights? What? You don't want to commute, right? That's all right. We could...
Come here. You are an incredible woman.
I'm an incredible woman?
Yeah.
What's this, a death sentence?
No, I want to talk about this. So much has happened that I think it would be a good thing for both of us if we slowed down a little.
Slowed down? Where have I been? Have we been going faster?
Come on, Ann, now. Look, this has been a real, real difficult time for me this past year or so.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like I'm above water for the first time. I feel like I know a lot more now, and I don't want to make any more mistakes.
So?
I think I need time to make the right choices to...
Wait. I'm lost here. What are you saying?
I think that maybe I should be alone for a while. Now that I know more, you know, I feel that I should focus on my career now that I can, now that everything's taken care of. You know, Perry's...
All right, first of all, let me just say one thing, okay? You don't know shit. Okay. Secondly, as far as we go, what have we been doing here except time? Have I ever pressured you once, ever?
No.
So what time do you need, baby? I love you. You love me. You want to get your career going? I think that's the greatest thing in the world. I want to be there when it happens. So what do you need time to figure out, huh? All right, let me just ask you one thing. You love me?
I don't know.
You can't even give me that, can you?
Jesus, Jack. What were you planning on doing here? Were you planning on just packing up your things, walking out the door and dropping me a note when you meet somebody new?
I have no idea what I was planning to do. I just said I need time.
Bullshit! If you're gonna hurt me now. Not some long, drawn-out hurt that takes months of my life because you don't have the balls.
Okay, I'll pack my stuff tonight.
What have you been doing here? Could you just tell me that? What have you been doing here?
Hey, we both got something out of it.
What did I get? What did I get? What did I get I couldn't have gotten from anybody with no name any night of the week? Do you think your company is such a treat? Your moods, your pain, your problems. Do you think this has been entertaining for me?
Then what do you want to stay with me for?
Because I love you. You stupid fucking...
Hey.
Fucking...
Hey.
man.
You don't get to be nice. I gotta play some stupid game with you where we act like we're friends so you get to walk out that door feeling good about yourself. I'm not a modern woman. If this is over, let's just call it over.
Wallet, what do you mean?
Perry.
He can't hear you. I'm Dr. Mandeville. I was on duty when they brought him in. I've been going over his record. He was brought in once before, I understand. Catatonic stupor condition rendered him nonverbal.
Yeah, so the guy, he's been beat up. He's got a concussion, right? He's going to snap out of it.
I'm afraid not. See, the beating's bad, but it's not the problem. He seems to be re-experiencing the catatonia. So like before, he could snap out of it in an hour. Or 13 months. 13 years. There's no way to be sure. A person could actually re-experience the full effect of a tragedy long after the event took place. I was reading how he lost his wife. Are you relatives? Well, it doesn't matter. We'll take care of it. He'll have to be sent back to the same institution.
What if I was a relative?
Well, you'd have the option to care for him at home. But my advice is I wouldn't recommend it. It wouldn't be good for him. He needs hospital care. I just thought you could sign the release forms, but the city can do that. I'm sorry.
Poor Lydia. She finally finds her prince and he falls into a coma. Some women just have no luck, huh?
Two dwarfs and a melon. Well, I'm out of here. Have a perfect weekend. And remember, on Monday's show, we have as our special studio guest, Ben Starr, star of the recently defunct hit TV show, On the Radio. So, from one of the bots to all of you bungled cats out there, I love you, and right back at you. Yeah. Yeah, Lou, look, I said I want an offer. They can forget it. Uh-huh. You tell them I'm talking to the cable people about a talk show. What? Beth's father set it up. No, he owns it.
Jack, remember me?
Come on.
Venice?
Hey,
you know
come
me,
on.
Jack?
Come on.
Jack? Jack?
Jack, can I talk to you, please?
Come on.
Jack, I need to talk. Jack, we spent time together. Jack, please. Please, let me talk.
You know this guy?
Jack, please talk to me. Why won't you talk to me? Leave me alone.
It's a weekly comedy about the homeless. But it's not depressing in any way. We want to find a funny, upbeat way of bringing the issue of homelessness to television. So, we've got three wacky homeless characters. But they're wise. They're wacky and they're wise. And the hook is they love being homeless. They love the freedom. They love the adventure. It's all about the joy of living, not the bullshit that we have to deal with, the money, the politics. And the best part is, it's called Home Free.
Ooh, I'm getting a rush.
What is this, another disappearing act with this guy?
No, it's not a problem. It's a bathroom break. Took a bath. I'll check.
Library on Fifth Avenue.
My thoughts exactly. Who'd think you'd find anything divine on the Upper East Side? They said, you're the one.
They were lime colored, very nice, like this color here, with watermelons.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. They're being cleaned. The doctor had a little accident with a hypo.
Well, that's all right. Just make sure that he does get them when they are clean. Thank you.
Jack. How you doing? You looking good. You do. Hey. You gonna wake up for me? You think you're going to make me do this, don't you? Well, forget it. No fucking way. I don't feel responsible for you or for anybody. Everybody's got bad things that happen to them. I'm not God. I don't decide. People survive. Say something! Everything's been going great. Great. I'm going to have my own.
cable talk show. With an incredible equity, I might add. Got an incredible, incredibly fucking gorgeous girlfriend. And living an incredible fucking life. So don't lay there in your comfortable little coma and think I'm going to risk all that because I feel responsible for you. I'm not responsible! I don't feel guilty. You've got it easy. I'm out there every day, every fucking day, trying to figure out what the hell I'm doing. Why, no matter what I have, it feels like I have nothing. So I don't feel sorry for you. It's easy being nuts. Try being me. So I won't do it. I don't believe in this shit. Don't give me that stuff about me being the one. There's nothing, nothing special about me. I control my own destiny, not some floating, overweight fairies. I decide what I'm going to do, and I'm not going to risk my life to get some fucking cops for some fucking vegetable. Motherfucker. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Cup. Okay, all right. For sake of argument, let's say I do this. Okay? If I do this,
I want you to know it wouldn't be because I thought I had to. Because I felt cursed or guilty or responsible or anything. If I do this...
If I do this... If... It's because I want to do this
for you.
That's all. For you. Don't go anywhere.
Please. Radio personality turns screwball on mission from God. I just hope when they put me away, they find me a place right next to his. Okay. Nobody looks up in this town.
Oh.
Now?
You want to think about it a little more. Okay. Take your time.
This dream, Jack. I was married. I was married to this beautiful woman. And you were there, too. I really miss her, Jack. Is that okay? Can I miss her now? Thank you.
say so, but what are you crying? Are you my girl? Huh? Are you my girl?
Yes.
Yes. Hey.
Me to do? Imply? What? What? What'd you come here for? Did you come to get the rest of your stuff? There's no more stuff, Jack. It all got burned. Accidentally. Jack, don't do this. Whatever the hell it is you're doing, don't do it, okay? You don't just show up here out of nowhere and then stand there like a statue and make me do all the work. What did you come here for?
I love you.
What? Vendetta. Would you want to buy me again?
I think, I realize. I love you.
You love me, huh?
Crazy? It's the wind.
I like New York in June. How about you?
I like a Gershwin tune. How about you?
Oh, good night, Manhattan.
Say good night, Jack.
Good night, Jack.
Gershwin tune. How about you? I love a fireside when the storm is due. bells are